You maidens all of London City, pray come nigh and lend an ear, and the event of this my ditty to you all I'll make appear. 'Tis such a one will make you smile. Then pray, maiden, stay a while. Some to hear 'twould come a mile, but your hopes I'll not beguile, nor your expectations spoil. Near Rochester in Kent there lived a brave lass whose name was Bess. Such a prank you ne'er did hear of, as to you I will express. 'Tis such a one will make you smile. Then pray, maiden, stay a while. Some to hear 'twould come a mile, but your hopes I'll not beguile, nor your expectations spoil. Now this maid was brisk and merry, and had all things at content. Hold, I do forget to tell ye, there was something that ill went. To be short, sir, this is it, that this maid was very sick, very, very, very sick, sick indeed, but pray for what? Oh, for something Dick has got. Dick the ploughman, he was busy, and this maid was shame to ask. Yet she thought with prithee, for to win him at the last. Yet this was no perfect cure, for her grief increased more than e'er it did before, and sick she was, but pray for what? Oh, for something Dick had got. One day when Dick was very jolly, and as he was driving plough, then he spied her melancholy. Ah, says Dick, how do you now? Ah, quoth she, I'm very sick. Oh, what shall I do, my Dick? I am very, very sick. Sick, says Dick, I pray for what? Oh, for something you have got. And Dick, 'tis you can only cure me. Prithee, do't before I go. Good now, Richard, pray assure me whether you will I or no. My dear Richard, don't deny, neither from your promise fly. For my grievous malady, you can cure immediately. Then pray now, Richard, give me that. I need not name it, you know what. Prithee, Betty, how should I know what the thing is that you mean? Then sighed and cried, "Hi-ho! Such a fool was never seen. I must languish here and die, here and die, here and die, and can't have a remedy for my grievous malady. Was ever there so dull a sot that knows not yet what he has got?" When they had understood each other, Dick for joy did leave his plow, gave his whip unto his brother, and he swore he'd cure her now. Then unto her straight she goes, and his skill to her he shows. Brisk and blithe she then became, as any one upon the plain. "Now, mates, you see what Dick can do, then try if he can cure you too."